Oshta, sunalei. Good morning and welcome to drstanleylive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. Looking out the window, it appeared to be a picture-perfect day as long as I remained indoors in the luxury of my own air conditioning. It was a scorching, breezeless day without a cloud in the sky. The humidity was unbearable, and I mean it was just a blistering, pavement-hot day where you saw these gel-like mirages rising from the surface of the heat of the pavement. And folks, I'm a person that loves the heat. It was definitely a day of heightened senses. A friend and I decided to have lunch together at a nearby cafe that was only about 2 blocks away from my house. As we sauntered along, we brushed away an occasional wasp and whined about the heat as sweat poured off our brow. When we rounded the corner, our eyes were drawn to a divine example of strength, determination, and courage. Directly across the street was a man, perhaps in his mid to late 30s, pushing an oversized tricycle that had huge back wheels and large handlebars. On the back, he had a large white wire basket filled with several bags of groceries, and his backpack was stuffed. He was wearing what looked like a football helmet, along with knee and elbow pads. He was oppressively overdressed for the heat of the day. His head was tilted to one side and his chin lowered to his chest as he concentrated on the task at hand. His gait was severely challenged as he appeared to suffer from some type of motor disorder. The voluntary movement in his legs jerked and hesitated while vibrating his upper body as he held tightly to the handlebars. He slowly and deliberately pressed on, preparing to walk his bike through a traffic light. His scissors gait made me wonder if he had cerebral palsy. The heat was sweltering as he relentlessly bulldozed his burdened existence up a slight incline. He had a focused rhythm that kept perfect time as he managed his tricycle upward and onward. Our unspoken words told us he was doing what he needed to do. It appeared to be a routine activity that he needed to obey in order to keep his body strong, alive, and capable. My friend and I looked at each other with tear-filled eyes when he said, "God, who am I? I'm not that strong. I can't look." It was a fall to your knees type of moment. There was only one way, and I mean one way, that man could have had that kind of strength. We recalled a story in the Bible where a man was made blind so that God could show his works through the man's existence. We were stronger for just having laid our eyes on the man with the bike. God's manifestation of strength, determination, and courage was shining brilliantly. We knew that the infirmed served a deliberate purpose for God. There was no pity for this man, only love. It is difficult to imagine what the human spirit can endure through a lifetime. God has an impressive way of showing us who we are and what we can overcome, and he shows us his works through other people. Now get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Deinada, go hayan. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.